A death investigation is underway after a body was found during a structure fire yesterday. According to a report from the Pettis County Sheriff's Office, deputies were dispatched just before 4 a.m. to the structure fire in the 19,000 block of Maltzbarger Road. While the Green Ridge Fire Department was putting out the blaze, a body was located inside the home. Pettis County Coroner Robert Skip Smith took possession of the body. The fire is under investigation by the State Fire Marshal's Office. The release says as soon as a positive ID on the body is made and the next of kin are notified, the name of the victim will be released. Investigations into break-ins at the Marshall Rehabilitation Center and Brunswick Building in February have led to the arrest of two Marshall men. According to a release from the Marshall Police Department, 38-year-old Robert Beau Dustin Wichert and a 26-year-old man have been taken into custody. Online court documents say Wichert has been charged with a Class D felonies for second-degree burglary, stealing of $750 or more, and possession of a controlled substance and a drug-related misdemeanor. His cash-only bond has been set at $7,500. Wichert appeared via video in custody and was arraigned on Monday. His cause has been continued for a counsel status hearing at 9 a.m. Wednesday, March 20th at Saline County Circuit Court. Formal charges are pending against the other subject. His name will be released if charges are filed. Anyone with any additional information regarding this incident is encouraged to contact the Marshall Police Department at 660-886-7411 or via email at info@marshallpolice.com. A jury trial for a Carrollton teen who has been charged with a sex-related felony involving a juvenile was canceled in January. He is scheduled to be in court, however, today. According to a probable cause statement, a child told authorities that Corbin Gilmer, who is now 18 years old, engaged in a sexual act with them around May 20th, 2018. Gilmer originally denied the accusation, but then reportedly told authorities in detail what happened. According to online court documents, Gilmer has been charged with an unclassified sex-related felony. Gilmer pleaded not guilty during a hearing on June 4th, waived his preliminary hearing on September 12th, and his case was bound over to circuit court. He again pleaded not guilty during a hearing on October 9th. Gilmer is set to appear for a hearing at 9 o'clock this morning at Carroll County Circuit Court. A culvert pipe replacement project is scheduled to close a portion of a rural route in Howard County for part of today. According to a news release, the project is scheduled to take place on Route H between County Roads 134 and 247. The stretch of roadway is scheduled to be closed from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Motorists are advised to seek an alternate route around the work area. All work is weather permitting. The Parents as Teachers program will offer free developmental screenings for children from ages 3 months to 5 years old tomorrow and Thursday at the Pettis County Early Childhood Cooperative at 2255 South Ingram Avenue in Sedalia. A news release says screenings are available by appointment only, and eligible children must be residents of Pettis County and not yet in kindergarten. To schedule an appointment or for more information, you can call the co-op at 660-827-8955. That is a look at news early in the morning on KMMO. I'm Robert King.